All right, I'm here with Alan from 4 Year Strong. Welcome to Scranton.
Oh, thanks. How you doing?
Excellent, excellent. Now, so how's Warped Tour been treating you so far?
Warped Tour has been great. This is our fourth time doing it, and it's amazing as always. I think it's one of the best tours ever.
Yeah, absolute diversity, a long day in the sun, everything you want in summer, I would think.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of friends. That's one of my favorite parts of the tour. We get to hang out with other bands that we have been friends with for years or can make new friends with. It's really fun. And the shows are great.
All right. So, after the 2012 Warped Tour, you guys took a little bit of time off. Welcome back, by the way. Outside of a few shows earlier this year, is this really the first long stretch of touring you've been doing since then?
Basically, except for just this past spring, we did a full U.S. tour with Bayside. Yeah, and it was a lot of fun. It really was. And that was our first tour since... Yeah, it wasn't really even a hiatus. I know a lot of people were calling it that, but it was more so just like...
A breather.
Yeah, time to relax at home, because we had been touring so heavily for so long that we just need a little break.
That works out for everyone, because if you're up there and you're just visibly exhausted and not into it, then that's not good for anyone. So have you come back all enthused and recharged? Everyone wins.
Yeah, definitely. We definitely had the time to reflect on everything at home, and we spent almost 2 years we played a show here and there, but really not a lot of stuff, and started to realize how much fun this can be, because you really do lose sight of that sometimes when you're just on the road constantly. The grass is always greener, not that there's anything to complain about when being in a band for a living, because it's pretty great. But, like anything else, even if you love your job, there are those days where you're just like, I wish I was at home with my dogs, with my girlfriend, whatever, but we definitely had that time to relax and look at it from an outside point of view and be like, you know what, this is pretty awesome. Let's get back to it, write new music, go back out on tour, and we've been doing it, and we've been really excited.
And speaking of new music, you guys have a new EP coming out, Go Down in History, officially out July 22nd, from what I hear. What can people expect from it? Because you guys have been developing and evolving your sound over the releases, so where does this lie?
This one, we kind of say that it sounds like if it came out in between Enemy of the World and In Some Way, Shape, or Form. Because our last record didn't really go over that well with the fans, and I think we kind of maybe went too far out of left field. But we really loved it, and we really learned a lot about ourselves as songwriters. So we kind of incorporated that, what we learned about ourselves when writing songs, incorporated that with elements that we loved about earlier 4 Year Strong as well, like the guitar riffs, the heaviness and stuff like that. So we just wanted to make sure it sounded fresh and new, and I really think it does. It sounds cool. It sounds like 4 Year Strong. Yeah.
And for the record, I thought that some of your best songs were on the new album. Well, I mean, yeah, In Some Way, Shape, or Form.
People at first really didn't like it, but since then we've noticed a lot more people appreciating it and taking it. Like, lives, when we play some of the songs live, they're some of the best live songs, or the newer songs.
All right, so it's all recorded. Who did you record with?
Who we record it with?
Yeah.
His name is Machine.
Of course.
Yeah, we did a record, Enemy of the World, with him. Also, our cover record explains it all. So we've known him for a very long time, and we had a wonderful experience working with him and everyone at his studio. Making those records, and after the time off, all we wanted was just to have a good experience doing it. We didn't want to try and work with some big name producer and spend all kinds of money and whatever. We just wanted to have fun. We wanted that to reflect in the music, and I think it did.
And in a lot of ways, Machine is a big name producer, but you're familiar with him, so you got the best of both worlds there. Yeah,
he's really just a top-notch guy. He's the best. He's just the nicest, most sincere person I may have ever met in my life. And he's really enthusiastic about the projects that he works on, and he really cares, and he really invests himself into it. And he's not just one of those guys that just shows up and is like, yeah, whatever, sure. He's like really, really psyched on it, and it's fun.
He's not one of those guys that grabs the reins and writes the album for you and dictates what you're going to do.
Not at all. He's very... I mean, he can be very, like, gung-ho about certain things, and maybe we have disagreements and stuff, but at the end of the day, he's like, this is your band, and I just want your band to be the best version of your band that it can be.
That's all you can ask for.
Yeah.
All right. So this is also, if I recall, your first release for the new label, Pure Noise Records. We just talked to Vanna, so that's a theme there. Why did you decide to go with them?
Well, we had talked to a lot of smaller labels because we were on a major label and we just didn't have a good experience, as I'm sure you've heard from every other band who's ever been on a major label. It's just not fun. You don't know people. You don't see faces. I don't know. It's just not what we grew up being comfortable with, you know, in the scene we grew up in. And so we decided to go back to like an indie label, and we talked to a few people, and Jake Round, who owns the label, just seemed really cool, and we had a lot of mutual friends. We had met him in the past, but didn't know him well, and we've since gotten to know him, and he's a really great guy, and he really, again, is someone that really cares about what he's doing, and that's the kind of people we like to surround ourselves with.
Every year or two, it seems like there's one record label that's really aggressive and really growing and really, you know, ahead of the curve with a lot of things. And I guess 2014 is the year of Pure Noise.
I guess so. And we're definitely honored to be a part of it.
All right. So I really like the acoustic tracks that you did on the deluxe edition of Enemy of the World. Do you have any more plans to do acoustic work in the future?
We still do some acoustic shows here and there. We enjoy playing like that. And yeah, we'd love to do some acoustic stuff. Our goal right now is to start writing and recording more music instead of waiting 3 years every time we want to put out an album, you know, and maybe we'll do some acoustic stuff. Because it did go over well when we did it then, and we'd love to do it again.
Do most of your songs originate in an acoustic form, or do you just plug in and write?
Some we write, the four of us all together in a room, and just write a song. Other times, Dan and I will get together and write on acoustic guitars. But we normally are picturing it as a heavy, live, rockin' song. And then we change it to be more acoustic-friendly.
All right. Actually, the first work of yours I heard, you mentioned it earlier, was your covers album, Explains It All. Any more covers planned?
Not right now, no. That also didn't go over well at first. Part of the problem was... it had been a really long time since our first album, and people were definitely ready for a new album. But instead of releasing a new album, we just released a cover album. So people were like, what the heck, we want new music. But that was a lot of fun to make, and no plans to do anything like that again, but maybe, never know.
There's an infinite number of 90s songs you could go back to if you wanted to do Volume 2, but just throwing it out there.
Yeah.
All right. So actually, it's good that I'm talking to you because I have a question specifically for you. You have a side project, The Here and Now. Does that satisfy a different part of your musical brain that For Your Strong doesn't?
Definitely. It definitely does. I'm a big, like, I don't know if I'd say classic rock, but I'm, like, big into the Beatles, Neil Young, Tom Petty, Led Zeppelin.
Sounds like classic rock.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff is just, like, I love it, but I also love, like, 90s music. We all do. That's why we did that cover record. I kind of tried to... Some of those songs that I recorded for Here and Now were actually written for 4 Years Strong, but they just were way too not 4 Years Strong, and they just kind of got pushed aside, so I decided might as well do something with them because I really liked them. And
anything else planned for the project in the near future?
In the near future, no, nothing planned, but I would really like to do some more stuff. We've been pretty busy with 4 Years Strong stuff, so that's obviously priority, but I would love to do some more. I've been talking with some other bands on this tour about maybe doing a tour next year and stuff like that, so.
Keep an eye on your Twitter, I guess, and then. That's been the theme of the day, but, you know.
Yeah.
Now, fatherhood has entered the picture for at least some members of the band. I suppose that'll affect touring in the future.
Yeah, I mean, we're kind of messing around with different touring ideas because we want to keep touring. We don't want to disappear again. But we've talked about breaking it into sections so we're not home for... I mean, not away from home for too long. It's definitely going to affect it, but I don't think negatively. Yeah.
So, obviously, releasing the EP, but what else is on your plate for the rest of 2014 that you can announce?
I'm sorry, I just got like 10...
No, that's cool. What else is on your plate for the rest of the year besides releasing the album? That you can announce.
We're playing a festival in Canada called Koi Fest. It's in Kitchener, which is near Toronto, I believe. That's the only thing that we have that's announced. But that's going to be a lot of fun. We got some other maybe plans in the works, but nothing I can talk about.
We're not holding you to it. That's cool. All right, so this is how I always end interviews. Stuck in a desert island, one album, rest of your life.
Either Beatles White Album or Led Zeppelin Physical Graffiti.
The Beatles White Album is by a mile the most popular answer. I mean, volume, quality.
Well, because it's a lot of music. And it's just...
Variety, too.
Oh, it's amazing. That album was actually a huge reason for my side project as well, because I thought it was so cool that just on one album, they had everything from fucking metal songs to ballads, acoustic, pop. Everything is on that album. Everything. And it's just so cool. So that's kind of what I tried to incorporate into that as well.
Weird pop songs with words that aren't even words. Oh, blah, dee, oh, blah, da.
I love it.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much. Yeah.